Cop shot in U.S. every 22 hours this year. Huge increase during Biden-Harris era, says police union. By Bob Price on September 7, 2024. Under the watch of the Biden-Harris administration, a police officer in the United States has been shot every 22 hours this year, according to the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP. More than 260 law enforcement officers have been shot so far this year. The war on cops continues to rage in America, FOP National Vice President Joe Gomaldi told Breitbart, Texas. During the past 2 years, more than 630 law enforcement officers were shot. We saw 378 officers shot last year. That is a 60% increase since 2018. This year alone we have seen over 260 shot. And for reference, that is one officer shot every 22 hours in America, Gomaldi added. The vice president of the National Police Union, representing more than 377,000 law enforcement professionals, told Breitbart that assaults on officers are also at a 10-year high. The causes are obvious, Gomaldi stated. A revolving door criminal justice system. 85% of cop killers have been arrested before. 71% are convicted felons. And because some politicians, media, and activists realized there was a dollar to be made trafficking in anti-police rhetoric, trying to convince the American public we are the enemy. Gomaldi expressed his frustration with the Biden-Harris administration's lack of action or support. To add insult to injury, we haven't heard a peep from the Biden/Harris administration condemning this historic violence against law enforcement. The silence from the White House is deafening. The brave men and women of law enforcement expect the leadership of this country to speak out against the violence, to not allow it to become the norm, and to support us, Gomaldi continued. So it was no surprise that the National FOP, representing 378,000 police officers across this country, endorsed Donald Trump for President of the United States, the true law and order candidate in the ballot. The FOP announced its much-sought-after endorsement on Friday, Breitbart News reported. Speaking on behalf of the nation's oldest and largest police union, FOP President Patrick Yeo said, "Public safety and border security will be important issues in the last months of this campaign. Our members carefully considered the positions of the candidates on the issues, and there was no doubt, zero doubt, as to who they want as our president for the next 4 years, Donald J. Trump. He, Trump, led our nation through some very tough times," Yeo explained. "He provided our nation with strong, effective leadership during his first term, and now that he is seeking election to a second term, we intend to help him win it." According to a report from the Officer Down memorial page, 37 law enforcement officers died this year from gunshot wounds sustained in the line of duty. The report states that 8 of those occurred just last month, August. In addition, 2 more officers died from assaults, 2 others were stabbed to death, and 6 died from vehicular assault. In total, 97 officers lost their lives in the line of duty so far this year. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.